As many times as I've been there, I never thought to look over the wall. I just thought it was a brick wall encompassing the cemetery. And so we got there and Mac told the story and we climbed over the wall. And I just felt so bad. My heart just grieved for those individuals because it was in disrepair, weeds, vines, just not cared for. And I thought of the Negro National Anthem. And I think I told Mackie, I said, it's sad that these people were not honored in life nor death. Because who come up with things that offends and hurt other people? And not only did the wall go up, but several loads of dirt went in the pathway where families could not access the cemetery. So I can understand why it became overgrown. And it grieved me. It grieved me to see that cemetery like that and think of those individuals that struggled and strained all of their lives. Never did see the spiffiness of living out who they desire to be and become. And they put a wall up. And the wall remains up. The cemetery continues to remain overgrown. And it's just really sad. And I grew up in a generation where we were always taught and we were trained quite well that you go to the cemetery and you care for your beloved grave sites. And that still is with me, and I know it's a lost cause now because people are not doing a whole lot of it, but we still must honor and we must celebrate the lives of those people who have transitioned from this place. They were important, and they will always be important. So we need to honor and celebrate them continuously, that young children may know to do the same. Because if we're not making an imprint for the betterment of our world, we're not doing it.
You always seem to have in view, I feel like in almost everything you say, the past, present, and future.
Yeah, well, seemingly, because I'm always thinking of that history. I'm always thinking of those people that came before me. I'm always thinking of their struggle and their strain. You can't get away from it. You can't get away from it. You were not there, but you have a sense of hurt for their lives because they did not live out their total truth. And that's what living is all about, living out your total truth. And very few people throughout our historical narrative got that opportunity.